Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Open Crypto, the news channel where we talk about all things cryptocurrency and finance. So let's jump straight into the price action here on Live Coin Watch. We're looking at the overall market cap. We're worth about $2 billion total. Cryptocurrency has dropped, of course, in the last 30 days, seeing that we were at around $3 trillion a couple of months ago. Our volume is down in the last week here, down to $49 billion. And our liquidity is, it's about held about the same in the last 24 hours. But of course, in the last couple of months here, volume has dropped substantially, with Bitcoin dominance also falling to 38.7% in the last 30 days, of course. But looking at the actual price action of some of the top tokens here, Bitcoin is sitting around $42,555, down about 1.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is sitting at $3,240, down 3.25%. In the last 24 hours, and BNB down to 472, down 6% in the last 24 hours. All of these tokens are up in the last 7 days, but down in the last 30 and 90, of course, in the last year. All of these tokens are up a ton. But looking at the rest of the market here, we are seeing most things are red with a couple of exceptions. CoinMarketCap for me is broken today as usual, so we will not be going over the top gainers. But looking in, looking around here, there's not a lot of top gainers. There's many top losers today. Probably one of the top gainers is Cardano, up 5%. Monero up 3%. But other than that, you know, we have BitTorrents up 4%. But other than that, there isn't too much of a change in the overall markets here. Mostly negative, though, very slightly. Looking at the actual oscillators moving averages here, we're sitting at a 0.92 kind of split, sort of even there, a little bit of a buy order on the oscillators. But the moving average is sitting at a 14.10. Obviously, massive sell sentiment on the daily chart here with an overall summary of 14.10.2. This is something I've said over and over again. It seems like I've said 14.10.2 time and time again. But of course, we are in an obvious trend here of consolidation sideways for the last 3 months. Looking at the charts here, we can see that on the daily chart. And we've been sitting kind of between the price action range of $52,000 and $39,500 for the last 3 months. So obviously only really much of a change of about $11,000 in 3 months. That's not very much in terms of Bitcoin overall. But we're not really seeing a whole ton of volatility either like we were before. We're seeing kind of a sideways consolidation phase. Of course, before we were sort of consolidating around the $48,000 level 2 months ago, and now we're kind of consolidating around the $42,000 level before. We were at 48, now we're at 42, kind of sitting about 6,000 points lower. But of course, in the last, looking at the daily chart here, our RSI and CCI, of course, are around, you know, negative 53. RSI is sitting around 38. And then our actual stochastic RSI is sitting at 80 right now. So it's saying that we're kind of going up. We might come back down and fall a little bit further. It's very possible we'll see that happen. But if volume decides to come back in terms of the positive, which we haven't really seen positive volume in a very long time, we'll see what happens. But overall, I think we're still going to see a consolidation trend unless we really buck this situation that we are in right now. But looking at the 4-hour chart on the indicators here, we're seeing a 173. Kind of a buy order there, and on the moving averages we're seeing a 13.11 with an overall summary of 14.84. A little bit more positive than the daily indicators, but still pretty negative on that. Now looking at the 4-hour chart on the actual, zooming in here, we're seeing the stochastic RSI completely bottomed out right now. The RSI and the CCI are kind of at a low range here. The CCI is at negative 150. RSI is at 43, so below that 50 level, showing us that we are negative. But it's a little bit bullish seeing that the regular stochastic RSI is actually kind of bottomed out right now. So we're about as weak as you could possibly be, but we haven't really dumped yet. And that's kind of showing us that we have extremely low volume and things aren't really moving a whole lot. We're about at the lowest volume that you could possibly be. Of course, with the price action of Bitcoin being at $42,500, us having this low of volume is, quite insane if you ask me. And that's just, the trend that we're continuing to see. Obviously, we look back at the daily chart. We definitely are consolidating sideways and sort of kind of in a new trend, if you ask me, of course. This kind of points back to the consolidation phase that we had back from May all the way to July of last year. But now we're sort of sitting in that sort of range right now, of course. But right now we are seeing our actual on the daily chart, our you know, stochastic RSI completely top out, and we're seeing it continue to go up. But of course, during the end of this range, we saw it completely bottom out. So maybe we see it drop a ton, and then we sort of break out of this, you know, situation that we're in, or it continues for a very long time. We have yet to see what will happen. But looking at the crypto fear greed index, we're sitting at a 22 right now, actually up from yesterday, 1 point, but still down in the last week and month. Of course, down a point from 1 week ago today, and down 2 points from last month. So things aren't really changing. And looking at the fear greed index here, we're going from 43 to 42, or to, no, sorry, 23 to 21 to 22 to 21. So things are kind of just continuing sideways with the sentiment. Things are really becoming stagnant within crypto, and this might drive a lot of the speculators away and actually make it so only the holders are sort of in the market, and the people looking to short crypto are in the market. We're definitely in a sideways consolidation trend if you look back in the three months, but looking at the last year, and we kind of see parallels to the last sort of dump that is, you know, what I was saying last time about how we're kind of sitting in this consolidation phase between May and July. Are we seeing maybe a similar kind of situation play out to where we're in a consolidation phase for a while and then we break out of it? Or are we actually in a multi-year long bear cycle? I'm not too sure that's the case. Looking at DeFi Llama here, looking at some DeFi Watch, we're sitting at $236 billion locked into all of DeFi, down about 1% in the last 24 hours. But we're still holding above $230 billion locked into all of DeFi. This, in my opinion, is probably going to continue to grow in the future. DeFi is definitely where people in cryptocurrency are flocking to during this kind of consolidation crab market. People are really wanting to throw their, you know, bags into DeFi at this point because of things, you know, begin to turn around once again. And if you're caught in a yield farm and liquidity really comes back, you may be able to catch a lot of value coming through DeFi if the market decides to, you know, have an upturn. And of course, people are looking for passive income during this time when there's not a lot of gains coming from actual pumps or anything like that. Of course, Curve is sitting at about 10% dominance right now. And looking at the chain makeup right now, we're seeing, obviously, Ethereum's at number one, making up about 61%. And this has been dropping over time very slowly. Ethereum making about 61% of the entire DeFi market, sitting at about $144 billion locked into the entire ecosystem. Looking at Terra, it's at about $18.5 billion, 7.8% of the entire DeFi market's locked into Terra. Following right behind that is Binance Smart Chain, sitting at about $14.7 billion locked in at 6.2%. Following that is Avalanche, Solana, Phantom, Polygon, Tron, and so on. Now, looking at the actual news stories here, this one's extremely interesting to me because this is one of the largest retail giants in the world. Walmart files application for the metaverse, crypto, and NFTs. So now we're seeing Walmart want to get into NFTs and maybe perhaps make their own cryptocurrency. You know, will you be able to use this cryptocurrency to just buy its NFTs, or will you actually be able to buy it to buy things in the store? Now, if this were the case, you know, having your own Walmart wallet to be able to go shop at Walmart, maybe you're able to throw Bitcoin in there and, you know, transfer between that and other cryptocurrencies. You know, will you be able to stake these Walmart tokens and use them in a DeFi setting? I'm not sure what'll happen. You know, anything could really happen here, but now we're seeing, you know, Walmart rush into the space. Obviously, Facebook tried to rebrand as Meta last year, so it's kind of trying to shine sort of, you know, light onto this brand new kind of ecosystem. But now we're seeing Walmart sort of get into the metaverse and NFTs and cryptocurrency. So will Walmart get into, you know, NFTs and actually create their own cryptocurrency, perhaps using it to, you know, as like their own token so you can buy things in the store with it? That would be interesting. Looking at the next news story here, Bitcoin is absolutely a tool for social justice, ex-government regulator turned crypto advisor says. So obviously we're seeing Bitcoin and cryptocurrency become sort of politicized in sort of our political sphere now. And I'm not going to talk exactly about this article specifically, but I want to kind of compare and contrast it to another article I saw in, this is from In These Times, the ticking you know, bomb of crypto fascism. And so we're seeing, you know, both sides kind of use Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as a political narrative. We're seeing, oh, it's going to become extremely right wing. Oh, now it's, you know, social justice and left wing politics. You know, I don't think cryptocurrency or Bitcoin sort of falls into this sort of political, you know, this area of the political landscape. It falls more into the economic political landscape of, you know, are these companies going to be able to, compete with one another. If they don't actually, you know, use cryptocurrency in, you know, their everyday business. So what we're seeing Walmart sort of create their own crypto. We're seeing Facebook sort of, you know, create the Meta. We're seeing maybe Amazon, you know, trying to get in on it. We're seeing a lot of different banks definitely start to try and get in on cryptocurrency right now. It's going to become more of an economic, political, you know, sort of situation where, you know, Bitcoin sort of becomes this phenomena within economics, not necessarily within, you know, politics, where, oh, it's going to become fascist. Oh, it's going to become, you know, left wing. I think it's going to become definitely maybe partisan economically, where companies are using it to sort of get a leg up on one another, where, and it's also used between banks to try and undercut each other in that situation, undercut the Federal Reserve. And that's sort of where it's kind of leading to. Actually, this is one of the main things I wanted to talk about today is Bitcoin slump could be the start of a new crypto winter that sees price crash. You know, this is from Markets Insider. But not just Market Insider is talking about this, about everywhere in the crypto industry is talking about this, everywhere in crypto media, even in mainstream media is talking about this, like CNBC, you know, crypto is crashing. Many people on the street are talking, you know, should I sell crypto? Should I sell my Bitcoin? Because we're in this, you know, bear market. Should I sell my cryptocurrency? You know, I'm kind of afraid that things are going to crash. But what I would say is that no, we should not be afraid of the market. What you want to do whenever you see people are afraid of the market, you want to start licking your, you know, lips. You want to start, you know, getting hungry for, you know, buying more, because as people become more scared, as people become disinterested, that's when the price action could fall, and to where people become, you know, less interested as prices fall, you can pick it up for cheap. And when prices become roaring back, we'll see massive institutional investment once again. We'll see people come back into cryptocurrency and pump up prices even higher. But this person on Twitter, BTC Fuel, came out with this kind of chart here showing us the last kind of patterns that we saw within Bitcoin. And I'm not exactly one to actually like these sort of charts. I don't really exactly follow technical analysis, because we never know where the actual price can go. We don't know based upon the past where the price of things are going to go in the future directly. Of course, we can see trends, and we can see that, you know, over a very long haul, Bitcoin will become worth more now than, you know, it was before. They're going to continue to print the dollar and making the dollar worth less and making everything else worth more in the process. And that will most certainly continue. But in terms of technical analysis, you know, at this certain time, will Bitcoin break out of this, you know, certain, you know, wedge and then go up? I'm not exactly one to, you know, be all into that. But looking at the actual Bitcoin's, you know, wave patterns, I mean, this is kind of a trend that we've seen since the beginning, where if you could see on my screen here, and if you're listening, I'll kind of explain it here. But the first cycle is sort of like, you know, a consolidation sideways. The second cycle, it's kind of slowly takes off, it comes up. And then a third is cycle is this yellow one, where it really starts to, you know, take off. And this is like the meat. This is the, you know, the mid range of the bull run, where things really begin to heat up and take off. And things come back, come down a little bit afterwards. But this fourth one, or this purple one, is the blow off top cycle, where after this, we go into this kind of multi-month long, you know, bear cycle, multi-year long bear cycle. And then things sort of repeat once again. So this has happened three times before. Are we perhaps in another one of these cycles? And if we were in the cycle, we are sitting a little bit after this, you know, blue second one right now. But as time goes on, these cycles kind of lengthen in the amount of time that they last. So are we halfway through this kind of cycle right now? Are we halfway through? Maybe this consolidation phase is telling us that we're just about to get into this third one, where things really kind of, you know, take off, and we see like a fake top sort of thing. You know, are we seeing kind of signals towards, you know, us going up once again? Are we kind of the near end of this sort of like bear cycle that we're in? Are we going to head back into this kind of long-term wave pattern? I'm not too sure. I think things overall will continue to move up for cryptocurrency. I think the development of everything in crypto will continue. I think that if you're buying crypto now, in 10 years from now, you will be very, very well off. I think you will have definitely kicked yourself over and over again if you had not purchased cryptocurrency at this point, seeing as where prices are right now. It could be perhaps 10x from where it is right now, 5x from where it is right now, even 2x if you had bought, maybe even 100% up from where you are right now had you purchased at this point. Buying the dips is always a good option. but that's just the way I see it. So if you guys like this video, please like and subscribe for more content. And I will see you guys in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.